Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. The ladies' man's laying right there. We're going to see him in just a little bit. It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We can't thank you enough for joining us. And the Master Bubba is right off stage there. He's going to be joining us in just a second here. We can count it down. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, the Master Bubba has arrived on set. Well, good morning, Bub. Bub? Hello, Bub. I know he was over here at some point.
Ow, God dang it.
Ladies and gentlemen, what happens if Bub's really not here?
I was trying to squeeze through this really small spot that's actually offset to the side, and I actually may have just scratched the first vehicle in history.
Bub, it's not even assembled. How did you scratch it?
You know, it happens.
It's been a busy week here.
It was my mic pack on the back right here.
Oh, nice mic pack, Bub.
Yeah.
Booty pack. How about that? This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. We've got people laughing offset. We love to amuse them, don't we? Orange County Choppers are choppers done Bubba style. Bub, Rough Country, can't say enough great stuff about them. And Extreme Dimensions, Carbon Creations. We have a lot to talk about on the BEM SEMA Mustang as well today, Bub.
Obviously, my notification system is still not right on my phone because it still is not notifying me for some reason, which is the owner of the page, that we're live. So are we even live right now? Does anybody?
Shows that we're live right there. Gotta be, right? On our monitor that we look back into shows that we are live.
Yep.
See, it's live.
Hang on a second. Yours isn't playing loud right now because
your phone. No, because I turned everything off this time.
No, you're not watching the video. That's just a video on top of our Facebook profile, Hot Rod.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, click on it.
If I hit here, it will do something. I think it's going to do something.
Let me see. Go ahead.
You can hit on mine, Bub. It won't make any noise this time.
See, you're on the wrong thing. Look at this.
Right there, and there we go. Click, and you will not hear it. Chris West, Chris Burke, and Bub are watching. Good morning to Chris West. Chris West is the official Back to Black provider for us, Bub. Chris has been with us 12 of our 16 years. We just finished filming a commercial for him, Solution Finish, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not familiar with that product, everything that has black on your vehicle, Solution Finish brings black back.
So that's right, it does, man, and it's actually something that Matt, our producer, just did a video on. That was actually on one of the BEM Hummers.
I
don't know, maybe a week ago or
yeah,
so,
we were
2 weeks
off
ago.
Guard.
And it was a pretty cool setup because you'll actually see us literally right on the spot, totally not on set or anything, just coming in and pulling out some of that solution and getting that on all of the black plastic on that Hummer, just to show you what the before after of that stuff could be and how easy it is to not only install, but to have it on there for such a great lasting shine.
In fact, we had somebody come in and pick up the product today based on that.
A big bottle.
Yeah, big bottle.
Bought a monster bottle, too.
Yep,
monster bottle.
Pretty good. Today, yeah, so you know what? Chris West and Solution Finish are keeping the black back where it needs to be, Bub. A lot of great things going on this week at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Bub. I cannot begin to say enough. We're going to talk a little bit about how do you do subtle, classy upgrades, Bub, for this first segment. Then we're going to talk about the SEMA Mustang. A lot of people are asking about it. There's a lot of little hints being dropped about it. And we're going to kind of let you go and tell us a little bit about this Jeep. Bub, we'll start there. This belongs to one of your high-end clients who you built a C7 or C6?
Yeah, that's a 2014. So let's see, 2014. C7.
C7 Corvette. You supercharged?
Yeah, it's a supercharged C7, man. It's laying down just at the 655 mark at the tire, which is a pretty monster setup on what you could call a daily driver. You know, it looks super clean, a lot of carbon on it, actually from Carbon Creations.
From Creations, yeah.
So that thing stands out really, really strong, man. It looks really good. It's a beautiful white, fully Expel wrap, so it's got an actual clear paint protection film on the whole thing. Tinted out, darkened up, and the only accent piece aside from between either the white gloss finish or the carbon accessories and accents that are all around this thing front to rear, top to bottom, are the bright wave blue calipers on it. So this client wanted to do some quick upgrades on his everyday daily driver, which is this Jeep Grand Cherokee here. And of course, the one place to bring it to for that high quality is BEM.
And Bub, the reason he bought this 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee is because he and his wife just had their first child, if I'm understanding the story correctly. So we brought it to you to do some upgrades. It's a standard kind of almost charcoal, between a silver and a charcoal gray, with almost what do they call that?
Like a black chrome.
A black chrome.
Yeah.
Accenting. So you stood back and said, what upgrades you would do with it. So let's talk a little bit about, and how did you bring the Corvette design into this car using color?
So listen, man, so these things are great, right? For an everyday driver, they're super comfortable. They are definitely the slowest vehicles on the road. Let's just throw that out there.
Is it this particular one, or is it all of them?
No, you can get this in the SRT model, which, as you know, comes with the enhanced V8. So these things lay down a pretty hefty tire shredding horsepower when you get the SRT model, with endless options from there. So 700-800 horsepower, not hard to achieve with these. But on this model right here, lucky to be laying down 300, and it's a lot of vehicle to pull around.
Is it a 6 or an 8 in this?
Yeah, 6 in here.
Okay.
So it's a lot of vehicle to be pulling around with that little amount of horsepower. Really, granted, considering today's engines and what we're capable of building and designing from the factory, I feel like they should maybe start these, which is a base model V8. You know how actually the old Grand Cherokees used to, remember there was a 4.7?
Yeah.
That was in like the late 90s. I think that went up to like 04, 05,
That's
06.
Right, yeah.
You know, they did those with the 4.7. Then they moved them into the Magnum 5.2s, then the 5.9s, you know, the 318, 360. You know, from there, they just kept moving these things around. I'm just throwing a lot of numbers out here right now.
So no, it's interesting because people want to know. Yeah.
These are actual numbers here. I'm not just rambling off numbers. But these things with a V8 would be great. I think that's the way they should all come from the factory, even base model. And then just have your packages from, you know, accessories and navigation and things like that from there. But this one comes great setup from the factory. It is a V6, so it is underpowered, but it's a great all-around car, great for fuel economy and efficiency. Looks good. We just needed to take it over the top. So what are your basic go-tos? Obviously, here in South Florida, window tint, it does get hot.
Yes.
With a newborn, you want to keep them down in protection. So we definitely took care of getting that done, which typically, you know, the way we run it here at BEM is just a touch darker than what is actually legal. We do run 15% on everything, and that is the way we like to keep our stuff coated, with a matching 30 or a 50% front windshield, and that keeps that all of the temperature from the outside super cool on the inside of the vehicle, and it just adds that much more style to it.
One of the things we learned from you last time when we were talking about Logan Morrison's vehicle, the former Miami Marlin, his vehicle was in the shop. You were working on his Excursion, and you complimentary
his F-150, yeah.
His F-150, you did for free. You took out his taillights and tinted it, his special ops. By the way, the front badging on that looked terrible, compared to what you. And he paid $86,000.
Hey, that's that Plasti Dip stuff that you get at Home Depot, and just
that's what it
you put on, and then you can just flake it off with your thumb.
Yeah. So, anyways, you took Logan Morrison's vehicle, who was a former Miami Marlin, and you pulled his taillights out and tinted them. And during that episode, you taught us that you tint your taillights the same color as the windows.
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
The same darkness. You know, I'm a very consistent builder, right? So everything that I do, I'll never build two of the exact same, but I always build everything in consistency, right? So when I do my windows, like I mentioned, the 15%, that's the amount of light that's actually allowed to come through that film that you're putting on and applying to the clear glass, so about 15%. What I do is I actually smoke all of my rear lighting on some cars. There are some cases where I actually leave lights red. Sometimes some cars have really big tail lights, and it would just look bad if you were to put that as like a big black section there, right? So sometimes I do opt to just stay with the stock factory tail lights, not do any sort of tinting at all to them. So in this case, with the smoke charcoal package, this thing did come with factory black Jeep lettering, all of the midnight trim that goes around all of the step, the black chrome around the bottom, the sides of the windows, the stainless steel window trim. So this thing had more of that murdered out look than what most of these things come with factory, which would be the all chrome, right? The all chrome, I probably wouldn't have smoked out the taillights on here. Naturally, it just wouldn't have had something to play with. It would have been more of a brighter style vehicle than it would be a darker.
So as a designer, you decided to play with the black chrome because it was a little more on
stealthy.
The darker side?
Yeah, it's on the darker
stealthy?
Side. Okay. So it's, you know, that's kind of where I grabbed and I pulled from, and then that's what I did. I did the windows, start there, move from there down to your lighting. This actually has seven, believe it or not, seven lights on the back of this thing that need to be tinted out so that it has that smooth consistency to it and looks good and super aggressive. And as you guys can see, I think it turned out great. There are not only the two bottom and the bumper reflectors, but then there are also your tail lights on the outside, running lights on the inside, and then you have a high-mounted third brake light at the top in that rear spoiler. So it did take a lot of time, much more than we anticipated, to get all seven of those lights out. You scuff them down with 1000 wet, and then you get those things taped up. What you don't want to have any smoke or clearing put on them, and then go through that smoking tinting process, clear them, polish them, put them in, let it rip.
Good morning to Jeff Graham. He's saying it's a great day in Florida. Jeff doesn't know what it's like when it's a Monday or a Friday here at BEM, does he?
Not at all.
Not
many
days.
People do.
Yeah. Coming out of the weekend and going into it, they're pretty brutal here at BEM. A lot of stuff going on, Bob. How about that? Ladies man's rolling around on his back looking amazing. Looking at me right there through the wrinkles. We're going to spring him up in just a few seconds here. Bob, one of the things you also did with this 2014 BEM edition Jeep Grand Cherokee is you brought something from the Corvette over to it. Let's talk a little bit about what you did and why.
So to bring in some color to this thing, we actually had to theme it up with the Client C7 that we did, which is an absolute street monster here in South Florida. If you guys do pull up next to that white C7, you hear that thing humming from under the hood, probably don't mess with it.
Yes, pretty much.
I'll tell you what, you know, what we did do was actually to bring these two vehicles together as far apart as they truly are, not even in the same manufacturer.
Right.
But from the GM to the Mopar line, the Client's color is wave blue, right? So that's the way the calipers are on the Corvette, which look amazing because they are a massive Brembo 6-piston, 4-piston setup front and rear. These things are as dinky as it can possibly get with a single piston design front and rear.
Right.
So we actually took these calipers apart and themed it to match the Vette just to make both of these vehicles side by side in the garage, in the driveway, wherever they may be, they look good together. So we did these in a wave blue with a clear coat as well, high temp, and it's set and it's ready to go and stands this thing off just a touch more.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's pretty interesting that Bub would take and bring the color of the wave blue calipers that he did on the C7 Corvette and bring it into the Client's other vehicle, kind of tying the two together and giving them some unanimity. How is that, Bub?
Is that
pretty good stuff, man? I like it.
You know what?
Unanimity. Right on, right?
How many? Say it. How
unanimity,
many times?
Unanimity.
Couldn't
unanimity,
even get past
unanimity.
Two.
Come on, man.
Couldn't even get past two.
So, Bob, it's a beautiful thing. So some of the upgrades, so we're talking about low entry level, not entry level or cheap. I'm saying some of the quick upgrades, tinting your wheel, your lights to match the tinting that you put on your window.
So
brake caliper paint.
Okay, so that's something too that you know a lot of people wanted to know about, right? So we actually had somebody ask us on one of the pictures I posted this last night. How is it in terms of, is this being called like easy, right? Well, yes, these upgrades are actually fairly easy all considering, you know, all that motorcycle lift has been going down for about a week and it was at 4 feet and now it's at like a foot. Just letting everyone
that's
know.
That's pretty cool, man. The ghost is here.
I don't know if
ladies
you hear that going down in the background.
The ladies man has arrived on set.
So yes, doing these types of upgrades are very small. They are budget friendly. They are not hard to do. And trust me, these are the ones that you're going to do. If you do them right one time. That way you aren't having that expense two times, three times, four times, and going back and forth and back and forth. Most people would have taken their vehicles and they would have had, in today's world, just a like a translucent smoke film
you
cut
can't
for
do
their
that.
Taillights,
yeah.
Okay? That stuff is great if you want to be super cheap and you want to spend $50 and you want to slap on some film that you can peel off at any point in time. It's literally stick-on film. You can do that. How does it look in 8 months? How does it look in 12 months? Does it stay smoke or charcoal?
Does it stay dark?
Does it fade out with the sunlight hitting it? It does every one of those. It starts peeling around the corners. It starts fading. And that's what you get when you spend the least amount of money, whether it's on Amazon, eBay. There are guys that go out and Google this stuff, and they do the cheapest possible solution when absolutely the exact same thing can be achieved and better. That is the lifetime of the vehicle, and that is doing it the way that we do it here at BEM, which is actually using professional grade automotive PPG clear coat with a ceramic installed inside of it, and you tint it with black paint just to get that tone that you want, which in our case is 15%, and then we do a final sealer coat of two coats of automotive clear. Then you can treat these things exactly like the rest of the vehicle, so it will last as long as that paint job lasts on that car, 15, 20, 30 years, as long as it's maintained.
Good work is not cheap, and cheap work is not good, right, Bob?
That's right.
How about that? But one other thing you did do to this, one other upgrade you did to it, is you removed the very dull steel, stainless steel lug nuts, and you installed all black lug nuts to kind of fade in with the wheel itself. Which was also a nice touch as well.
Yeah, you know, there were just a couple little accent pieces on here that you just want to take, and it's the small things that make the biggest difference, right? These are gloss black 5-spoke wheels straight from Mopar, nothing special. It's traditional Jeep wheels. They ride great. They look good. They fit this theme really well, but it had bright chrome lug nuts, right? So in this case, we wanted to smoke it out and dumb it down. So why not grab a $40 or $50 set of lug nuts? swap those things out for gloss black, and that is it. Like, it completely hides now and lets the wheel just be murdered out in gloss black versus have your focal point to five chrome dots that are in the center of your rim.
That's right, Bub. So another nice job, Bub. Average cost of something like this if somebody wants to have it done?
Yeah, I mean, these things range from, you know, you can start them at $100 and you can move all the way up to, you know, $1,000, $1,500 depending on how far you're going.
Okay.
You know, this one, we did a lot of upgrades on it. We did the tail lights, the seven lights on the rear. We did the four calipers, the lug nut set, the window tent. So we went pretty far on accessorizing in this thing, but still not an all-in heavy amount of money to put into something to make a massive transformation.
Average time to have it done?
A couple days, 2 days.
2 days.
Yeah,
okay.
2-3 days. I mean, that's typically the most you want to do is your install time of your clear coat. Naturally, you want that stuff to dry 8 to 10 hours before you go into a wet sanding and buffing stage, and that's what gives you that beautiful perfection and quality when you're done.
Bub, let's talk
again,
a little.
Just not rushing. It's that simple.
Again, and well, more to the point, your design eye. And the way you see things and the way you do it. Let's give everybody an update on the BEM Extreme Dimension Carbon Creations 2019 SEMA Mustang.
So that thing's a monster. If you guys have not seen the sneak peek shots of the SEMA 19 Mustang for Carbon Creations, that thing is looking like an absolute animal. In his case, it's looking like some sort of shark. What kind of shark model is it after?
I'm going to talk to everybody. Everybody thought it was a big joke that was watching around the world last week when I unveiled that Bub's original design intent when he started putting this together with Extreme Dimensions and Carbon Creations was the great white shark. Because Bub's personality is such that he's very big and he's quiet. Great white sharks hunt from the murky depths and the bottom up. Bub's a very stealthy person, and that is also the way he conducts himself in public. So I actually sent pictures of the actual renderings that Bub had put together in the beginning over to Extreme Dimensions with the car coming together.
I didn't even send a rendering of a car. I just drew a picture of a great white shark and sent it. And I was like, I need this in carbon fiber.
That's basically how it comes down to be. So I'll show everybody, Bub, if they'd like to see. I know everybody was kind of wondering about it. Let's go over here. This was the original rendering, ladies and gentlemen, and it will give you a very good indication, let me come up here, of how Bub started the 2019, there it is right there, everybody see that? That's how the great white Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 2019 SEMA Extreme Dimensions Carbon Creation car started. On the back of the hood, ladies and gentlemen, Bub has done a couple things. There's a dorsal fin that literally sits on the back of each side of the hood off the carbon. Many people have not seen that yet, Bub. They have not seen how you painted that hood.
Yeah, so that thing came out pretty solid, man. It's a full one-off hood created by Carbon Creations. It is, of course, full carbon, and it looks absolutely insane. But of course, right when we get it, nothing comes to BEM in a box and goes on a vehicle. We literally take things apart right out of the box, and we custom fit and custom modify every last item
indeed
to make it fit that vehicle. Stay tuned for what we're doing for this insane Jeep Offset. You guys will be seeing that thing next week rolling out looking like a pure monster, and that's another example of what you do when you get things in a box. You take them out and you modify them to spec for the theme of the build.
That's right. Remember, as we discussed prior to this build ever taking place, we said that Chevrolet had the Mako Shark.
Oh,
right?
Christ. Here we go again.
Ford had the Pony, and BEM has the Great White.
Wait, what do you mean the Pony? Was the Pony in the water?
No, the ponies don't have dorsal fins.
See, now that? I don't even get where we're going with this.
What, here we go,
okay,
ladies
here
and
we
gentlemen.
Go. Mopar had the Barracuda too, didn't they?
That's probably true, Bob.
There they
is
did.
At the base of the hood.
Mopar actually had an animal named sort of vehicle model line.
And there we see
the
at the back of the
shark
hood, the dorsal fin.
The Barracuda.
Barracudas don't have dorsal fins like that, do they?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just go against what you study. I mean, that's it. So the SEMA Mustang's coming along very nicely, Bub.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen that, I'm pretty sure Instagram, we might have a sneak peek. Okay,
yeah,
so there's sneak peeks of that on Instagram, but there are no completed pictures. You guys probably won't see that for the next 4 to 6 weeks, at least till we start getting that wide body with those 16-inch wide rims underneath of that car slammed on the ground. It is going to be an animal when it... Here. Great. It's going to be an animal when it's done, isn't it?
It's going to be an animal.
Way
to go.
What kind of animal is it going to be?
It's going to be a shark.
It's going to be a shark.
In case anybody wants to know what size wheel you're running on the back of this thing, Bub, This will give you an indication, ladies and gentlemen.
This is true.
There's the wheel that's being run on the back of that.
And that's actually just a flush mount fit right now. That's actually going to have about a 1-inch stretch to meet out to the edges of the rim so we can taper up inside those rolled fender wells really well. So it's gonna look pretty nasty when it's out there.
Super, super fat, isn't it, Bub?
Yeah, and we've got looking like 3 or 4 vehicles going to SEMA this year, so it's going to be a pretty
good BEM. So I'm understanding, two Jeeps and a Mustang.
Pretty good BEM takeover out there. It's going to be pretty good.
How are we doing with the BEM Jeeps, Bub?
So they are really solid, man. One is pretty much done with a little more accessories and final touches to the detail. The second is 100% this week is rolling out, and it's going to dominate the streets here, I'm telling you.
That would be the Polar Edition,
right?
Jeep JKU.
Yep.
Want to mention, Bub, that we are working in partnership with the guys at Cedar Electronics. Cedar Electronics are Escort and Cobra radar detectors, backup cameras, all of that.
Yep.
Both of the SEMA Jeeps and the SEMA Mustang will be outfitted with their product line.
That's right.
I just got off the phone with Ray this morning. They will be putting product in both of those. They sponsored the Jeep Jamboree, in 2018. Both of the Jeeps will be going out, and the Mustang will be going out with full. Man, have you seen that Stealth line of radar products that they've got?
Yeah, it's pretty insane. We're going to outfit a couple of those things, and we're going to do not only some product reviews on them live on the spot, but also some how-tos if you guys are some do-it-yourselfers out there and want to learn how to install these things by yourself at home on a weekend.
Bub, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
What do you have? Like, they have, what are the flash sensors or whatever they call
them? Oh, it's got
those?
Everything. I mean, 360-degree sensor range, everything.
And they
all the way around your car.
They guarantee, we're very proud of this partnership, they guarantee you will not get a ticket. The cost of the legal fees and the ticket alone to hire a lawyer and legal fees.
Well, we already have a lawyer on standby, so that's great.
Several of them.
Many. Quite a
Many.
Few. With all these dick bags we deal with,
we got
plenty
dick
of lawyers
bags
on
we
standby.
Deal with, man. But you know what? The cost of that package alone at the retail level is less than the cost of an attorney and the ticket, man.
I know.
360 degrees, man. They can shoot you from the side and you're protected.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy, man?
I know.
Where does technology take us?
I don't know.
Bizarre, bizarre. So, Bub, this week we're off the air. Our next podcast is when? The 1st of April, right?
Where are we at? We're in March right now? Yeah, we're in March. So tomorrow is going to be Billy Lane's Sons of Speed event. I'll probably get some
okay,
stuff
so
there.
Talk about that. You'll be going up to be with Billy.
Yeah, so we're going to head up. Layla and I are heading up in the morning to help Billy and Aaron out. That's going to be a pretty sick setup, man. So he started off, I want to say, with 8 racers. A bunch of great guys out there that were doing it. And now he's up to 46 racers that are going to be on the track tomorrow.
Rick Pecco from Orange County Choppers, Josh from Moonshiners.
Yeah, a lot of great people are going to be up there. Xavier's going to be there from Buck
Cherry. Oh, actually,
so,
there?
Yeah, he's going to be
right
there. He's riding. So a lot of great guys are going to be up there. It's going to be a super good time. Hopefully nobody goes down and gets hurt. And, just look for the best out there.
God, those guys go for it, don't they?
Yeah, they 100 plus on 1913 motorcycles with no brakes.
Tires 2 inches wide.
Pretty ballsy.
Pretty ballsy. Jack Bias says, nice meets. Steve Buckta says, she looks great. Thank you, guys. No, Steve is actually the owner of this Bubba Edition Grand Cherokee, and Steve is exclusively yours. He will not allow anybody else to touch his vehicles, whether it's his Corvette or his Daily. And he'll be in later on to pick this up. I'm glad you got to see it, Steve. Thank you for joining us. I'll back it out. Did I tell you what happened to the front of the Corvette?
Yeah, that's why you're going to just sit in your office.
Did you look at the license plate on the Chrysler?
So I've seriously started taking the keys out of the vehicles. At BEM, anybody knows this if you've ever been here, every vehicle on site always has the keys, and it's just that simple. If you want to steal it, I guess freaking give it a shot, right?
Yeah.
And you better get away really fast if you get away in that thing, right?
That's
so
exactly
let
right.
me tell you, I am actually changing that after 16 years, not because of a single line of theft or anyone breaking in, but because I can't deal with any more him wrecking stuff. I swear to God, he has wrecked every car that has come in and out of these doors.
Even the SEMA Mustang.
And he blames everyone else. Like, he blamed the wall for being too close to his car, and then he blamed the garage door for being 3 feet high when it should have been 6 feet to clear the whole roof.
Look, people are standing off set laughing. Good morning to Bob Simmons. How are you doing up there, Bob? Is life on the road, or are you back up in the Fairfax County area? I don't know, man.
All right, I got to get back to
Jack
work.
Jack says,
it's
nice meat, and I don't think he's talking about anything
I
but
know.
The tires.
Jack is talking about my meat. I know. That's right. Thank you, Jack. Nice meat. Yes, I need to get back to work. We have a lot of things in the works right now. This modern performance Jeep just got its quick little upgrade and outfitted design. Window tint, tail lights, smoking, blue calipers, and what else? Some black nuts, right? Gotta love black nuts.
Your meat and black nuts?
See you guys.
That's going to do it, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style. Stay tuned for the great partnership getting ready to happen between BEM Cedar Electronics with Ray and the crew and Escort and Cobra. You're going to see it in all three of the SEMA vehicles going up. My little man's right here, man. Here's my heart and my world right here. Hi, baby. How you doing? He just got into his water bowl. His face is all wet. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the ladies' man. I want to make sure that everybody reaches out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the doors, ladies and gentlemen, for somebody who's got their hands full, all right? Let's put shoes on the bottom of somebody's feet who's got a hole in them. Guys, you know you've got a sweaty old pair of sneakers in the back of your 67 Buick trunk that you're riding around in. That thing's probably got more holes than the pair of shoes the other guy's wearing. And if you've got somebody standing there, Robert Simmons says, on the road to South Carolina, Bob, you do not sit still. Right-wing, hardcore Republican, we love him to death. Jack says, laughing my ass off. How about that? Jack, thanks for joining us up there in Canada, man. We do appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, if you see somebody standing on the corner with the sign that says, we'll work for food, take them right there to Citgo 7-Eleven, you know, something like that. Get them a protein shake and a power bar. You know what, man? That's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. Stay up with everything that's going on at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, the Instagram page, the Facebook page, Orange County Choppers. I don't know what's coming up on this episode. Last week was paintball. Do you know what this episode's coming up on?
No idea.
I haven't talked to Joni or Senior this week either. So paintball was last week. We were the week before. Stay in touch with all of those guys up there and everything that's coming on. Miss Outlaw Boutique is doing some new stuff as well. Want to thank Extreme Dimensions and Carbon Creations for all their years of loyalty. And welcome aboard our new partner, Cedar Electronics. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it positively. And let's do it Bubba style. Make it a wonderful Friday.